Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. We are here on air. And listen, we want to welcome you into our show today. I just kind of wanted to do an introduction, just kind of talk first. You know, we go to a country where it's popular right now as far as culture, food, and I'm going to give you a hint of where we're going. See if you can kind of listen in and see if you can pick up the rhythm of the music. Just see where we're going. Are you guys getting a hint? Yes. We went to Brazil. So tune in and listen to our show. So back to the nice Brazilian, nice feeling of Brazil here. Come on, let's go back. To a person, his name is Luis, and he is from around St. Paulo. As you know, everybody knows, not everybody, but if you guys, you're knowing the trends in sports, The World Cup is there. Soccer, foosball, as everybody calls it, different names for soccer. The World Cup is there. Our country's there. As you know, we're doing good. We're doing very good. We're competing, and I think we're going to compete in a much bigger. We're going to surprise a lot of people. But as you know, we're there, and we had to go down there and really kind of listen and talk to some people, talk to the people there to find out about the different foods there in Brazil, because it has so many cultures and so many just history there. But first, you know, we saw there's this lady. Her name is Dana. She had 40 meals in 14 days, and this is one of the meals she had in Brazil.
Brazilian food is more than just churrasco and caipirinhas. And here at Brasil Agosto, the chef Ana Luisa Trajano has traveled all over Brazil to learn the different flavors and the different regional cuisines of the different parts of the country.
My goal in life is that our country should be evaluated as we deserve. I decided to help change the vision about Brazilian food. And I did that through research. Before I opened the restaurant, I travel around Brazil to get the inspiration. So I go to learn the Brazil areas, how they cook. I try to have in the base menu a little bit of all the areas. And I love feijoada and I love churrasco. But, you know, that we are much more than two things.
At Brasil Agosto, Ana Luisa defines what authentically Brazilian fine dining is, with appetizers, main courses, and even desserts inspired by her research on native Brazilian cooking. Drawing from the Brazilian coast, Ana Luisa uses seafood and the tropical cashew fruit that grows natively in Brazil.
Perfectly done octopus, perfectly done squid.
I love the cashew cream. It brings a little bit of fruitiness to the whole thing. Some of the crunchiness from the nuts, and something you would really only find here in Brazil. Delicious.
Brazil is one of the top producers of coconut in the world, but it's usually used in candies and dessert. Ana Luisa's research in the Northeast, where most of Brazil's coconuts grow, inspired this dish using coconut as a savory ingredient.
Oh, this is so aromatic. I smell the octopus, I smell the coconut. So flavorful.
It's a hint of the coconut milk. So you get a richness and sweetness, but it's still very light. As you eat your bite, you get a different piece of the dish. It's really good. It's comforting and delicious.
For centuries, Brazilians have eaten the native manioc or cassava root in almost every way. But Ana Luisa found a way to use this native Brazilian ingredient in a non-native dessert, chocolate cake.
Oh, wow. It just melts in your mouth. And it's really, really light and airy. A rich, deep chocolate flavor and just so delicious. It's almost like it's like eating a chocolate cloud. Man, that was amazing. In fact, I'd say of all the Brazilian restaurants, Brasil Agosto, I liked it the most, though.
That was Dana. She was traveling, and she went to many restaurants out there, and we had to just kind of give you a taste of what's happening there in Brazil, you know, different foods and papayas and everything. Listen, we'll be right back with our interview with Luis in St. Paula, the city of St. Paula in Brazil. We'll be right back with that. Yes, the World Cup in Brazil, and Flavor Living had to find out some more foods. And listen, as you know, the USA team, we played Ghana last week. We won 2-1. That was great. And we're going to play Portugal on Sunday, June the 22nd. So it's starting to heat up some, you know. And I saw a lot of teams, the Netherlands are now 2-0. Germany plays this week. So we're going to find out what's happening. But first, we had to kind of find out, what's all the countries having. They're trying the different foods there. And so, you know, Flavor Living had to go to – we had to talk to somebody in Brazil. We had to do it. So here's Luis and our interview in St. Paula.
Yes, we are here on Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, and we are calling the city of the home of the world – of the World Cup. St. Paula, we have Luis, right? Correct? Luis?
Yeah, Luis.
Luis from St. Paula. He's on the phone. He's with Around St. Paula Tours. And we have him here on Flavor Living Radio. How are you doing, Luis?
I'm fine, and you? How are you?
All right. How's the town, man? I know it's buzzing. Everything, it's soccer fever everywhere. How's it going there?
It's not that much, man, because Brazil didn't do a really good match, so it was a draw against Mexico.
Ah!
So I think people didn't get really enthusiastic with the results.
Ah! But that means...
It's okay, yeah, it's okay. People still happy, you know, to... we're held in the World Cup. This is a big privilege for us.
Oh, my gosh, it's big. I know you have... These stadiums are all over Brazil, right? Different parts of Brazil, but I know you guys... So Paula is where the main stadium's at. I know they had an opening ceremony there.
This is one of the hosting cities, and this is where the starting match was held. But I think that the most famous stadium we've got, it's the Maracanã Stadium,
okay,
which is in Rio de Janeiro. This will be the city of the final match.
Ah, okay. So this is the one where everybody in the whole world will be on TV watching.
Exactly, yeah. This will be the final match, though. So Rio is a city that receives also more tourists,
okay,
compared to São Paulo, but we've been busy here. There's a lot of foreigners around the city. It's been very very lively, very enthusiastic, so it's been fun.
You know, here on Flavor Living, because we talk about food trends, can you tell us the history and just about the foods of Brazil?
No, I can't. Like, it's hard to tell like what food of Brazil, but I think Brazil is such a large country, like in the U.S., you know. So according to the region you're talking about, there's a different kind of food that people normally get, you know. So if you talk about the south side of Brazil, you get a lot of beef, a lot of meat.
Okay.
Yeah. Then São Paulo, I think it's a multicultural city. There's a big number of foreigners and different nationalities that live in the city, so we get food from everywhere here.
I heard it's like the best. It's like the high standards in all restaurants. It's the best of the best, I hear, and they're in St. Paul.
Yeah, I think São Paulo, because of being the financial capital in Brazil, it's a city with more money, so people that can afford to have a more expensive meal as well. So that also attracts good cuisine chefs. You know, we have a big number of very good restaurants in São Paulo. We have one of the top five restaurants on the 50 best world restaurants in the. You know these rankings, do you?
Yes. I know. Yeah, these, so, as far as the Michelin star and
exactly, yeah, the Michelin, yeah. So Michelin came here, and Dome Restaurant, D-O-M, was elected the fourth best restaurant in the planet. So there's a good, yeah.
That's a big high rank in the planet. That's a high ranking right there.
It's quite good. Yeah. So this is what São Paulo is more about. But then if you go to the Amazon region, you will find a different kind of food there as well. So it's more into fish and Amazon ingredients.
Now, that would be north Brazil, right?
That's north of Brazil. This is the city of Manaus, mm-hmm, which is also one of the hosting cities in the World Cup.
Okay.
And then we have the northeast of Brazil, where some hosting cities are Natal, Recife, Fortaleza, where the Brazil match was just taken right now. These cities also have a culinary that involves a lot of pepper, spicy. So it's really according to the region you are. And then the dishes vary, you know?
So basically, you know, a lot of people coming in to see the games from different countries, they're going to get if they're in the northern region seeing a soccer game, they're going to get a different cuisine. And compared to St. Paul's, the south region, they're going to get a taste of a different type of cuisine.
Yeah, what I think, man, I think São Paulo gathers all the different cuisines that you may find in Brazil. So this is what the city is good about. This is like the main gastronomical location in the country. So whatever you want to taste from Brazil, you can find it here.
Now, you know, a lot of people don't know. I didn't know myself, but St. Paul is a big, listen, it's the ninth largest city in the world. It has a population of, what, now 11 million, 9 million people? 11 million? That's a large city there you're in.
It's a large city. It's bigger than New York, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's huge. Bigger than New York, and New York is one of our largest cities in the United States, you know.
So. Yeah, pretty much so. This is a city with nearly 12 million people. So, and when we talk about the greater São Paulo, the metropolitan area, it's nearly 20 million people. So that's something about Brazil as well. The population concentrates a lot in urban centers like São Paulo and along the coast as well. So the big cities are along the coast or not far from the coast. So, and you also have places like the Amazon where it's not many people living there.
Hmm.
So this is how the country is. We have a smaller population compared to USA. Our population is like 200 million people.
Right.
But like I said, it concentrates a lot in centers like São Paulo, Rio, Salvador.
Could you tell us a little bit about the history? Because I know there's so many cultures that are there. There's Portuguese, there's German, there's Italian, there's China. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, African American. There's so many different cultures that make Brazil the history.
Yeah, basically the Portuguese arrived in this area in the 16th century. So this is the first meeting that happened here was between the Europeans, the Portuguese, and the Indians, the native people that were here before.
Mm.
So this is the first intermarriage that happens in Brazil.
Okay.
A little bit afterwards, there's a lot of African descendants moving here, but as slaves, you know, they forced to be in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So Brazil remains as a slavery country until the end of the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
When the slavery finishes, there's a big influx of people coming from abroad. So that's when many people come from Italy, from Spain, from Japan, from every part of the world, and also it's a kind of a multicultural nation.
Wow, Germany, even I heard, even Germany.
Yeah, there is, but you know, like São Paulo is a city that received many, many nationalities. It's different than Salvador. You don't find as many nationalities in Salvador, not even in Rio.
Yeah.
So the immigration actually was held here in the 19th century. And it was concentrated in São Paulo and down the south of the country. So, again, you know, it's such a large country. It's to tell the history. It's hard.
It can take a long time. Yes, yes. But I do.
Yes, that was our interview. We're going to be back with more after this message.
When I started, we had about 180 employees. Over the past 3 years, we've grown to 430 employees and still growing.
I've always felt comfortable. I can be myself. We have a really relaxed atmosphere. I mean, this is about as dressy as it gets. You know, we're big, but we're also fun.
You know, we have a lot of fun stuff for our employees here at Bluehost to use on their breaks. So we've got foosball and got a pool table.
We've got PlayStations and Xboxes. We've got arcade machines.
We provide free food for our employees. It's probably one of the most popular benefits we have here.
We have a world-class ping pong training center with a robo-pong that can shoot different multiple balls out.
Employees get free massages by just signing up on the sign-up sheet.
We've got a giant warehouse area that we turned into a basketball court.
There's also a weight room that I enjoy thoroughly. You know, if I need to get a quick 30-minute workout in during my lunch break or whatever to cool down, then I do.
I think that by offering perks like this, it actually creates an environment where our employees, they get a good break, they get to go have fun with their friends, and then they can get back on the phones and take care of customers' needs and be able to take better care of them.
It does not feel like a typical faceless large company, despite how big we are now, how quickly we've grown. It feels like you're coming to a place to get a common task or common goal accomplished. You're not working with coworkers, you're working with friends.
I have great coworkers, a great boss, and I love coming to work every morning.
Welcome back here on Flavor Living Radio. And we're back, and as you guys were listening, we were talking to Luis in St. Paula, in the city of St. Paula, about the Brazilian food and the culture there and the history there. And listen, we're going to go back so you guys can hear, I can hear, I'm learning all the time, talking to different food trends and different cultures and countries. We're back. We're going back.
But I just know, as far as now, I know the different cultures that became to St. Paul. They all had their area of town that they kind of said, this is our area, this is our area, this is our area?
Yeah, kind of. You have areas. You have ethnical neighborhoods, but I think most people, they get along. You know, just perhaps the recent immigration, like the Chinese or the Bolivians that are immigrating to live here, they might still be together with their community,
mm-hmm.
but I think that the older nationalities who immigrated to this area, they are pretty well integrated. So there's no ghettos, you know, like one area for one nationality.
Yes. So basically, you know, everybody kind of got to know everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. You know, we're being kind of a superficial, but it's, you could say so. Like people get along pretty well with each other, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some problems as well, you know.
Yes. Now, what's a good, you know, like if somebody's coming to the World Cup, what dishes should they try there in Brazil? Like some good dishes that they go to, because you know there are so many. I was looking at these, so many papaya, so many. There's a dish, I don't know. It's spelled C-A-S-S-A-V-A.
Ooh, I'm not sure about this one. Well, the most famous dish that we have all over the country is called feijoada. Feijoada is kind of a black beans stew,
okay.
done with pork meat and served with rice, with vegetables and orange. This is something you can have all over the country. And it's really well known.
Now say that again. Pronounce that word again. Say that again.
We call it feijoada.
Feijoada.
Feijoada. Yeah, this is a national dish.
Ah, wow. So it has orange flavor, like orange.
Yeah, no, you have it with orange. The orange, it helps you to digest because it's kind of a heavy dish. You know, the beans, the pork. So the orange is meant to help you on with the digestion. Yeah.
Oh,
and people should get the beef as well, man. The beef here is pretty famous, you know, the churrasco. So this is something people also should try.
Oh, what's that, the churrasco?
Churrasco, it's beef, man. It's barbecue, but it's Brazilian barbecue. You know?
Yeah. You see here in America, we have Brazilian restaurants where they have it on the stick, the shrimp kebab.
The Brazilian steakhouse. This is something pretty famous, yeah.
Yes, sir. So this is the same, right? The same thing?
Yep. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, but it's from Brazil.
But it's the one from Brazil, exactly, yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, man, listen, now, don't you guys have like a pancake festival there?
A pancake?
Yeah, I heard you have St. Paula has different festivals there, lots of festivals.
You mean festivals, food festivals?
Yes.
Yeah, there are. There are like parties from each nationality who immigrated here. So depending on the time of the year, you have the Italian party, and then you have the Lebanese party, the Japanese party. So and normally those parties, people cook the original food from the country, you know.
Okay.
So, I think people should come to São Paulo. People should start including more stuff here. You know, like when most people think about Brazil, they first think about Rio, the beaches. But São Paulo is totally different from this. No, it's not the beach scenario people are more used to when thinking about Brazil, but it's also a very interesting city to discover, no?
Ah, now, you know, the World Cup is going there, and, I saw during this, the U.S. team, we won. We beat Ghana the other day, so
yeah,
I'm happy about that. And I saw Brazil, too. So give me some, I know you're going to say Brazil's going to take it off, but you got to give me some teams you're looking at here for the World Cup, you know?
You mean who do I think will win?
Yeah, I know you're going to say Brazil. I know you're going to say Brazil.
No, man, I really think it will be between Germany and Holland. You know, those teams are more, I don't know, they seem to be more preparated, you know, to win the World Cup. I would like Holland to win because it's...
Wow, there it comes up. It comes up, Louis.
Yeah.
He said Holland.
They've never won a World Cup before, and I think they deserve. You know, they're playing so well. Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
You know. Okay. You know, I'm dating somebody from the Netherlands. So
okay,
there you go, Holland. You
picked
a good one.
Also.
You picked a good one, man. Wow.
You should support Netherlands also. Man.
Yeah, I do. I do big time. You know.
Come yeah. Go Holland. Go
yes.
Holland.
Okay. All right. Well, man. Is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners about Brazil and the food and the style? Tell us about it, and also tell us about your company, where they can find it. If they want to take a tour of Brazil, you know.
Yeah, we held tours in São Paulo mainly, but also within Brazil. So people can contact us by www.aroundsp.com.
Okay.
So we would be very glad to receive all the foreigners here. To show them São Paulo, places nearby as well, or also to help arranging a trip to Rio, Salvador, Manaus. It will be a big pleasure to assist you.
Okay.
And I think Brazil, the one good thing about the country and about its people here, it's that we welcome everyone pretty well. You know, so if you're coming here, sometimes people are quite afraid because there's some protests being known about the World Cup, but if you guys come here to São Paulo, if you guys come to Brazil, you will be very welcomed. We are very happy that you choose here to spend your holidays and to come and see the World Cup. So it's a big pleasure to have all the Americans here in Brazil.
Wow. Well, Luis, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and telling us about São Paulo, where the World Cup is being held at there in Brazil, and telling us about some food cuisines.
It's a big pleasure. I know it's still not the most popular sport in the U.S. The you guys called soccer down here, we call it football.
Yes.
But I think your team is getting better, no? Compared to
we are getting now. Soccer's kind of big. It's big here now because we play when we're little, all the way up to high school, college. It's bigger. It's starting to get really big here. I mean, as far as the MSL league and Major League Soccer League, they have stadiums, and it gets pretty big. You know, so, like Salt Lake Real, that's a huge team, and many places. And Miami, they just got a new soccer team.
Okay.
You mean?
No longer only a girls' sport then.
No longer that. It's much better.
All right.
All right.
Good to hear.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Luis. Hey, Luis.
And
from there, from St. Paula, you got to give me a good Brazilian word. What's a good word? Brazilian word.
A good Brazilian word? Beleza, man. Beleza.
Beleza. What does that mean?
Beleza. That means like sweet, bro. Sweet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like that means like when somebody kicks a goal, you can say that. Beleza. If they get a score,
it's,
you can say beleza.
It's like beauty, you know? It's beauty. So beleza would be a good word.
A beleza for a female, for a lady. Okay.
No, not just for female, but for everything, you know, like a nice goal, a nice place.
Ah, good, like quality. Nice.
Exactly, I like quality, yeah, exactly.
Say that word again one more time.
Beleza.
Beleza, okay. All right, well, thank you, man, for being on our show.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you, nut.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our show. I wanted to thank everybody for listening to Flavor Living Radio, and we went to Brazil, and, and listen, make sure you drive safe, if you will. I'm playing the instrument of the World Cup theme song, but the instrumental, but I think I want to play the song. I've got to get again, tune in again next week for more Flavor Living Radio and more friends. And have a good week, month, and year.
Yeah. started listening.